chapter 3. I want to bring a message this morning. I've been excited about preaching it to you. When Jesus stood up for Israel, the day Jesus stood for Israel. By the way, he loves Israel. And we ought to love him too. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. We're glad to see each one of you. It's great to see each one of you today. And some of the folks that are visiting, we're thankful for you visiting. We hope you come back. Keep coming back. We wear on you. You'll see that you're loved here if you'll come. And good to see some of the old folks, old members come back. And boy, it's just great to see each one of you. Some of the younger kids back just visiting. Great seeing you. All righty. Let's all stand for the reading of God's Word. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We went out to Davy and Shannon's. The first time we didn't do it at our house in a lot of years. But we went to Dave and Shannon's. All the family went out to Dave's. He had a ham and a turkey, and we had a good time. And Rosie's brother came up from Swanton, Ohio, and we had a good time being with him, and plus all our other kids and family. And, just a great day. Look at Colossians 3:1. If ye then be risen with Christ. How many got Colossians 3:1? If you're saved, by the way, you are risen with Christ. God sees us just as though we've already... I'm not even worried about going to heaven. He sees me that I'm already risen. I'm risen in Christ. You see, I wonder if I'm going to make it to heaven. I don't have no doubt about it. God's already got me there already. I said, boy, that preacher's flipping out. He's standing right in front of me. God sees the future. He knows the past, and he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. If ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Watch. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Notice what it says there. Where Christ, what's he doing? Sitteth on the right hand of God. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for this great truth. When I learned it, it just blessed my heart. And I sure hope I can be a blessing. Holy Spirit, open people's hearts and ears to receive a truth, a blessing. Thank you for everyone here today. Bless those that couldn't be here today, Father. And we just pray that you'd meet with us this morning. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Our King James Bible, God's Bible, tells us right now, at this very moment, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Can anyone say amen? Church, where is Jesus right now? He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Amen? Ephesians 2:6, let me just quote these verses. Ephesians 2:6 says, and hath raised us up together to make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Where are we at? Where is Jesus? He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Can anyone say amen? Hebrews 1:13 says, But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? None of them. He just said it to Jesus. Where is Jesus? He's at the right hand of the Father, sitting. How many can say that? So we can clearly see from the scriptures that right now, this very moment, Christ Jesus is risen, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Can anyone say amen? But Jesus was not always sitting. Ruthie, Jesus was not always sitting, and I'm going to prove it to you today in the scriptures. There was a day when Jesus stood up for Israel. He's sitting now, but there was a day that he stood up. I want you to look with me in Acts chapter 7. Look in Acts chapter 7. By the way, I've never preached this message. It's brand new. So you can get some notes out of this. Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Talking about the day Jesus stood for Israel. How many of you have got Acts 7, 55? I've got a lot of scripture today. I'm going to show you some truth here. How many like to learn things from the Bible? Okay. Acts 7, 55. Talking about Stephen. But he, Acts 7, 55, everybody there with me? But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven. And he saw, Stephen looked up and saw, steadfast in heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing. How many see that? He looked up and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. He was not sitting, he was standing. Number one, at this time, Jesus is standing and not sitting. There's another truth I want you to see in the next verse. And said, behold, verse 56. And said, behold, I see the heavens open. Wow. Hey, Annie, they're going to open when we go back to in the Revelation. Remember that? Hey, Tommy. In Revelation 19, when we come back from heaven, the Bible says in 19:11, and God opened, then the heavens opened. How many are still with me? And the heavens opened, and the Son of God, Son of Man was, what was he doing? He was standing before he was sitting. Standing in the right hand of God. Can anyone say amen? Now get this. Stephen saw Jesus standing, not sitting. This is not a contradiction to the scriptures. We preacher, you just read a bunch of, he's sitting. Yeah, he is sitting right now. But before he sat, he was standing. And I'm going to show you why, too. Jesus is truly sitting now at the right hand of the Father. But before he sat down, he was standing, waiting for Israel to receive him as Messiah. And if they would have done that right then, he would have came back right then and set up his kingdom. Stay with me. I got a lot to show you. Look at Acts 7:56 again. I see heaven open and the Son of God standing. If the Jews would have received the message of Stephen right then and received Christ as their Messiah right then Jesus would have come back right then and set up his millennial kingdom. Now watch. And he could have done it, Annie. He could have done it, Brother Eddie, because he had already went to Calvary. Look up here, folks. Before anybody could be redeemed, because you can't be redeemed with the blood of bulls and goats, the shed blood of the Lamb of God, Christ, for anybody to be redeemed, had to be shed first for redemption to come. How many are still with me? Without Calvary, you have no redemption. The blood is what makes a difference. Amen? Now watch, stay with me. Verse 56, I see heaven open. It was open right then for Jesus to return. But the Jews rejected the messenger and they rejected their Messiah. But by the way, even though it was open then, it'll open again for the Jews in Revelation 19:11. Tells us in the future, heaven will open up again. But watch. Watch real close the scriptures and follow with me. I'm going to show you a truth here. Look at Matthew. Follow with me. Or if you don't want to follow, just sit there and listen to me. In Matthew, I'm going to read this, like four scriptures. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. I'm going to give you a truth here. Matthew 10, verse 5. You Gentiles, don't get all upset. He's grafted us in. But what I'm going to show you today, Jimmy, if the Jews would not have rejected Christ as their Messiah, Kathy, you and I wouldn't have had an opportunity to be saved. What about John 3:16? What about, yeah, I know he died, but I'm going to tell you, if Christ came for the Jews, It was because they reject him that he opened up to the Gentiles. And I'm going to give you truth today. Show you. Look at Matthew 10:5. These 12, and the 12 are all mentioned above there. These 12 apostles that Jesus sent forth command them, saying, watch what Jesus said, his words, not mine. Go not in the way of the Gentiles. You West Virginia hillbillies like me, we ain't gonna have a chance. Go not in the way of the Gentiles in the city, in any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. But go, verse 6, Matthew 10. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. All I want you to do is go to Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it was there, Chuck, because if they would have took the Messiah, it was at hand. They were just waiting for the Messiah to be crucified. How many are still with me? Look at Matthew 15 and verse 24. Us Gentiles, we forget, sometimes we get big-headed. We think we're really special. No, we were just grafted in. We were lucky to get in. Matthew 15:24. If you don't love Israel, something's wrong with you. Well, I've never heard it. Well, you're hearing it now. That's where our Savior comes from, Israel. Hello? Your Bible was written by 40 different authors, and it's all Jewish people. Hello? Look at verse Matthew 15:24. He answered and said, Jesus said, I am not, I'll put it all together. Just hang in there. Just let me put it all together for you first. Let me dot the I's and cross the T's for you. He answered and said, I am not sent, but I, Jesus said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He had a purpose for coming. His purpose was for Israel. Hello? Boy, we ought to love Israel. How many are still with me? Okay, now look at Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts 3:1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple. Who had the temple? The Jews. At the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Oh, wow. Oh, hey, Coolidge, the ninth hour? Oh, Brother Rich, I remember something about the ninth hour. Jesus cried from the Calvary in the ninth hour, John 19:30. It is finished. Ninth hour, finished work of Calvary's cross. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is finished. I paid the price for the sins of man. Hallelujah. How many are glad Jesus did that? Now watch. Look at verse 12. Acts chapter 3, verse 12. When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of West Virginia. He didn't say that. But I love West Virginia. This closest place to heaven on earth. How many are still with me? Ye men of Israel. Ye men of Israel. Why marvel at this work? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power of holiness we had made this man walk? It wasn't by their power. It was by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many are still with me? Ye men of Israel, Peter said, who he's talking to? He's talking to the men of Israel. Look up here. I'm trying to set a point. Who's Peter talking to? The men of Israel. Is he talking to Gentiles? Nope. Now watch. Look at verse 13. I'm gonna go right down about verse 19 or 20, but one by one. Watch. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus. Wow. He said, hello? Hello, Israel? You know this guy you crucified? He's out of Abraham. He's out of Jacob. He was the real Messiah. And as the kids would say, duh. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up, denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Man, you're the reason he died. How many of you are still with me? I know Jesus died for all people, but I'm going to tell you right now, he was first dying for Israel. Now watch. Look at verse 14. But you did. Peter's talking to the people of Israel. But ye denied the Holy One, the just, and the desire to murder to be granted unto you. He said, you guys actually denied the Savior and took Barabbas instead. Give us Barabbas. Remember how they cried that out? Crucify him. Give us Barabbas. And they sent that thief, that murderer, that seditioner, and they released that seditioner, Barabbas, out of prison. And Jesus took that criminal. Jesus took that thief. Jesus took that sinner's place. You see, when they released Barabbas and Jesus took, it was a picture of the whole world. Not only was Jesus taking Barabbas' place, he was taking the place of all sinners. Aren't you glad Jesus took the place of the sinner? See, Jesus was the just that died for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God. Amen? Now notice, the more I get, it gets better as I go. Hold on. In verse 15, you killed the Prince of Life. Boy, I love the way Pastor David's talking. He said, preachers ought to let it fly. Peter's letting it fly here, man. And you killed the Prince of Life whom God had raised from the dead. Where you are witnesses, you actually killed the one that died for you. They witnessed and remembered the resurrection of Christ. This man that you killed, he's raised from the dead. He's the true Messiah. And verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong. You guys are getting all upset about me. It's Christ that healed this man, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you. And by the way, when you put perfect faith in Christ, you have soundness in you. Your soul was saved. Look at verse 17. And now, verse 17, brethren, talking to Israel, I wot that through ignorance you did it. He said, I love this. Hello, dummies. I know you did it out of ignorance. You killed the Prince of Peace in ignorance. Boy, I like the way Josh, he didn't beat it. He just put it right the way it was. Amen? Eddie, he didn't try to pretty it up. He just put it like the way it was. Through your ignorance, you killed the Messiah. How many are still with me? But remember, who's he talking to? He's talking to Israel. Tell me who he's talking to. Okay, watch verse 18. But those things which God hath showed us by the mouth of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Man, now he said, listen to me. Our Messiah has fulfilled everything that the prophets said. There's no reason for you not to accept him. By the way, there's no reason for you not to accept Christ either. Now, watch verse 19. So after all of this, Israel, here's what you need to do. Repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Man, I'm glad Jesus blots out our sins. And when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. 19, repent and be converted. Wow. I like that. By the way, that's how everybody needs to be, repent and be converted. Now watch verse 20. And he, Jesus, God the Father, and he shall send Jesus. Watch. You got to get this. Mildred, in verse 19, he says, repent. How many see that? Who's he talking to? Okay, now watch. He said, repent, be converted. If they would have done that, watch what, look at verse 20. If they repent in 19, if they would have repented in 19, Steve, look what he would have done in verse 20. Repent, 19, and therefore be converted. Now watch 20. And he, God the Father, shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Wow! If they would have repented right then, Christ who was standing, Christ who was standing in heaven, ready, waiting, wanting to come back, that church age would have been a short church age. Because they did. Jesus started the local church when he walked on this earth. He said, the gates of hell shall prevail this, prevent me. How many are with me? And there was a church established in Jerusalem, First Baptist Church in Jerusalem, and he's working out of the First Baptist Church in Jerusalem here. Are you still with me? You say, I don't believe that. Well, you'll believe when you get to heaven. If you get to heaven, if you're saved. And he shall send Jesus, which before was preached unto you. Watch. Boy, this is great stuff. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets since the world began. The heavens received Jesus for your restitution. In other words, that word, I looked it up. It means the act of returning or restoring. The act of recovering of the former state. I talked Wednesday to people about the first Adam and the last Adam. The first Adam in the Garden of Eden, he sinned. He subleased us. Wherefore, by Romans 5:12, wherefore, by one man sin, death entered the world. And so death by sin. And so all men will die from then on. The first Adam gave us death and condemnation. The last Adam, Christ Jesus, he gives us eternal life and justification. That's what that restitution means. He restored us. He was trying, Lizzie, he was trying to restore Israel right there. He said, listen, he can restore you right now. How many are still with me? And he was wanting to do it right then. Now get this. Note verse 6. Verse 26. Look at verse 26 of Acts 3. Unto you, who's he talking to? Yep. Unto you, Israel, first. Unto you, Israel, first. God, having raised up his son, sent Jesus, sent him to bless you and turn away every one of you from his iniquities. Boy, I'm glad we got a Savior that forgives sins. Are you still with me? I'm not done yet. How many are still with me? Jesus was still preaching out to the Jews only from heaven there in this verse, in verse 26. He's still preaching from heaven, saying, come on, take me. Jesus was still standing for Israel. Even though they brutalized him, he's still standing for them. Even though they denied him, he's still standing for them. Even though they crucified him, he was still standing for them. But he still stood standing for them in Acts. And it keeps on going. Look, now go quickly with me. Go back to Acts 7:55. There's a great truth here. I'm about ready to give it all to you in just 1 minute here. Now watch. So he's preaching to the Jews. He's preaching to the Jews. And you get to chapter 7, Eddie. And Stephen, the first recorded martyr in the New Testament, But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked, we started here, looked steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing. He was standing on the right hand of God. How many see that? Now watch this real close. The first seven chapters of the book of Acts, Jesus is reaching out to the Jews. The first seven chapters of the book of Acts, Christ is reaching out to redeem the Jewish people and to restore them to the, and bring his kingdom in. That would have happened. He would have set up his kingdom if they would have trusted him as their Messiah. And that would have constituted the church age. But they rejected Jesus. And the Jews turned down the Prince of Peace. And then Annie, when the Jews finally rejected him for the last time, God opened up to the whole world. And I'm going to show you. Watch with me. Watch with me. How many like to learn the scriptures? The first seven chapters, Brother Jack, of Acts, Jesus is strictly dealing with the Jews. That's, Brother Chuck, all he's dealing is with the Jewish people in the first seven chapters of Acts. But watch, when they kill Stephen and they turn him down for the last time, watch what Jesus does. Remember, Noah had three sons. Over in Genesis, how many are with me? And there was a flood. And everybody died. But Shem, there was eight people that lived in, there was eight people that made it through the flood. Noah and his wife. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their three wives. Eight people. Eight. By the way, eight's a number of a new beginning. Are you still with me? It's a type of salvation. They were in the ark, which is a type of Christ. We're safe in Christ. Are you listening? Now watch. It says in Genesis 9, and verse 18 and 19, it tells us that after the flood, God repopulated the whole world with three men, the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem is the Jewish line. Ham is the dark-skinned people. Ham had Cush, and Cush lived in Africa. How many are with me? And Japheth is the Gentiles. Three sons. By the way, I don't care who you are, all of us came from one of those guys. So don't get too up in the air. I'm Swedish or I'm this. Listen, we all came from three people. And if you want to go back from there, we all came from one, and that was Adam. So don't walk like dogs. Man, I'm special. If there's anything special about you, because you know Jesus is your Savior. But God destroyed the world because it was so wicked. And then he took three men, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and he repopulated the whole world with those three men. Now watch. How many like John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave. He's going, now watch. The first seven chapters of Acts, God strictly only is trying to reach the Jews. Right? Now watch. In chapter 8, follow me real quick. In chapter 8, God saves, look at verse 37 and 38. God saves an Ethiopian eunuch. An Ethiopian eunuch, not a Jew. How many see that? 37, 38. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered, said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Wow, he got saved. Hallelujah. Now watch. Ethiopian eunuch, what tribe does that represent? Ham. How many are with me? Three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Are you still thinking with the preacher? So you got Ham. The descendant of Ham is saved in chapter 8. Watch chapter 9. Paul gets saved in verse 5 and 6. How many are with me? Are you still with me? 9, 5, and 6. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecute." It's hard to kick against the pricks. And he trembled and said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Paul got saved right there. Oh, boy. That's a descendant of Shem. You got a descendant of Ham. You got a descendant of Shem in 9. Ham in 8. Shem in 9. Watch 10. Chapter 10. Cornelius. Italian. I like a nice guy. He's my favorite. The old spaghetti bender. The meatball kid. Meatloaf, yeah. Pastor Dave don't like meatloaf. But in 1045, Cornelius gets saved. Now, what I'm trying to show you is this. God showed the people, and showing you and I, that he opened up. Eddie, the first 7 chapters, he's just reaching out to the Jewish people. But then they said, no, no, no. And when they killed Stephen, blah, blah, blah. That's all, folks. And in chapter 8, Brother Rich, God now more than just turns to the Jew, he turns to the whole world. And he shows that he's reaching the whole world because in 8, 9, and 10, he saves a person from every one of those 3 men that populated the world, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He saves a descendant from everyone saying, "I love the whole world." How many are still with me? Romans 10:12 says, now it says it, after Acts is over. How many are with me? Acts, Romans. Romans 10:12 says, "For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." Now there's no difference. But had they got him before chapter 7, it would have been a difference. Are you still with me? Romans 11:21 says, God tells us that the Gentiles, not to get too big-headed, because he says here in 11:21 of Romans, "For if God spared not the natural branch," that's Israel, "take heed he also spare not thee," that's the Gentiles. Romans 11:25, he teaches us that Israel is blinded right now. In Romans 11:25, it says Israel is blinded in part, but one day they will receive Christ. So get this. So Jesus now is sitting. He's sitting right now, Eddie, at the right hand of the Father, waiting for the day when he once again he stands up and comes for Israel. Pretty cool. Hello, how many are still with me? So all the Gentiles right now. Well, let me just show that. Look at Romans 11:25, and I'll stop. Well, I'll almost stop. I'm getting close. For I would not, brethren, I'm in Romans 11:25, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness is part. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. Boy, he opened up to the Gentiles. Whew. Hallelujah. I'm glad he gave us a chance. When you study these chapters, it tells you don't get high-minded. I just grafted you guys in. You weren't the real vine. Hello? Israel's the real vine. We're just fortunate to be grafted in. And so you got Christ for the first 7 chapters in Acts, reaching out only, the first 7 chapters of Acts, reaching only out to Israel. And if they would have took him, Ruthie, you and I wouldn't have had an opportunity to be saved. You say that's not fair. Everything's fair with God. Who you going to tell God what to do? Why are you doing that, preacher? I don't think we realize how fortunate we are. We just had Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you right now, we're blessed beyond measure. Not only blessed to be an American and be in this country, And God bless you men that serve our country. And ladies too. But we're blessed because Christ loved us, died for us, and opened up an opportunity for each one of us to grab hold of eternal life through Him. And it's a free gift. That's why we run those buses. I want those kids on those buses to hear about Jesus every week, that Christ loves them, that He died for them, He arose, He's in heaven, He's coming back one day, and they can have eternal life. They can have mansions in heaven. Hallelujah. And it's free. It's all free because Christ paid the price. He shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. He suffered. He agonized. To wit that God was in Christ, the Bible says in Corinthians, reconciling us unto Himself. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't get too... Sometimes, and we all do it. As Americans, and we're better than other people. We're not better than anybody. We're blessed. Brother Billy, Americans, and I mean, we're blessed beyond measure. We ought to be bringing praises to God. So I close with this. So all the Gentiles right now should be saved. Repent and be saved right now while you have still the opportunity to be saved. I quote this last verse. At least I think it's one. I might quote another one. I don't know. I'll just quote you this one. Jesus in John 1:11 said this. Scripture says in John 1:11, He came unto His own, but His own received Him not. He came unto the Jewish people, His own, but they didn't receive Him. I like verse 12. But! How many like those buts? But God commended His love towards us. I love those buts. How many are with me? I lost 112. Give me one. I know 112. What's John 112? But as many as receive Him, yeah. But as many as receive Him, to them He gave the power. He gave the power to you that receive Him to become the sons of God. Even them that believe on His name. Because see, those disciples lived. Those people that trusted Him then, they were right then. We have to. He's not physically in front of me right now, so I have to believe on His name. Oh, He's as much alive then as He is now. He's now as He was then. But they actually walked with Him. The Bible teaches in Revelation that they actually handled and touched the Word of Life. Well, Brother Carl, I think you and I were lucky, and I'm glad we both made the right decision to make Jesus our Savior. And Annie, I'm just glad that we had the opportunity to get saved. Because had Israel embraced their Messiah, they will embrace Him. Revelation 19, God says He's going to come back again. The heavens are going to open. He's going to come back riding a white horse. Hallelujah, we're going to be with Him. And when He comes back that last time, in what we call the revelation of Jesus Christ, revealed, He's going to reveal Himself to the whole world, and the whole world's going to know that He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And Israel, Billy, at that time, will trust their Messiah. They will accept Him. And then He'll set up His millennium kingdom, 1,000 years. Then after that, He goes out, and we go in eternity. New heaven, new earth. Whew, wow. Holy mackerel. Yabba dabba doo. We're going to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Aren't you glad you're saved? Aren't you glad God extended His salvation not to the Jews only, but also to the Greek? If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're lucky to have this opportunity. And if you're not saved, you've never saw yourself a lost sinner, never asked Christ to save your soul, take you to heaven when you die, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what you should do right now. I don't know how much more opportunity you're going to have. One day he's going to close the door on the church. One day he's going to call us up. Come here with me. By the way, we're going up 7 years before the revelation. We're not going through the tribulation. We're going up in the, what we call the rapture. The Bible calls it the mystery. We're going up in a moment of twinkling eye, Billy. Blink your eyes. That's how fast we're going up. We're going to get glorified bodies. Old Tommy's got it. He's here today. His body's all racked down. And man, but you know what? One day, you think Tommy Sailor goes good now? Wait till you see Tommy when he gets that new body, man. He's going to be like that energized bunny. Bam, bam, bam. I think about little Mary Reinhardt. She went right to the end. She's going to be the yabba-dabba-doo kid up there, man. That little bird? Meep, meep. Roadrunner. Yeah, she's probably the roadrunner, man. I'm just glad we get to be up on the road. By the way, the roads are gold. Don't miss out on heaven. We're very fortunate the Jews rejected him. Or the Gentile door would have never opened. It's going to close again. And then God's going to come back for the Jewish people. While you have that opportunity, I'd make the best of it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. And Lord, thank you for opening up the gospel, eternal life, forgiveness of sin to the Gentile people. Through Japheth, thank you, Father, you had those three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Japheth represents all the Gentile people. Italian man and Cornelius in Acts 10 represents all the Gentiles. And out of the line of Japheth, Paul, out of the line of Shem, Jewish people, then Ham, the people, dark-skinned people, out of Cush and Ham. Lord, I just pray with all my heart that you'll bless everyone here. You showed us that you love the whole world and that you died for all. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many would say, Pastor, I'm really not sure if I died I'd go to heaven. Would you raise your hand? I'm really not sure. Who'd say that? Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. There's no shame to that. It's when you know, it's when God shows you, you got to be born again. You just don't go to heaven by being a good person. There's none righteous, no, not one. None good. Not a just man upon the face of the earth, the Bible says. You're not going to get it by being a good person. You must be born again. You must realize you're a lost sinner. You must realize that Christ died just for your sins and that he arose that third day and that he died and rose for you personally. Who'd say, Preacher, pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pastor, I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for anyone like that? I won't come to your own. Just let me pray for you. Put your hand up and put it back down. Preacher, pray for me. Anyone like that at all today? Pray for me. I'm not sure. How many say, Preacher, I'm a saved person? How many can say I'm saved? Could you raise your hand? I know I'm saved. I'm saved. I've been born again. I've trusted Christ. Thank you. One last thing and I'll close. You'd say, Pastor, I'm saved, but I'm not living for God like I should. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. None of us deserve heaven. None of us can pay back what he gave for us. But to the best of our ability, we should try to love him and serve him all the days of our lives. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Father, bless now. Holy Spirit, if there's lost people here, would you bring them forward? Convict them. Show them their need for Christ so they don't die and go to hell. Let them see that now, today is the day of salvation. Holy Spirit, bring conviction from God.
convict all of us that are saved to serve you more and better. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.